Okay, Brian Dorrian, congratulations. You must be pretty pleased with that result.
Thanks, Dermot. Delighted, you know, to get over the line near the end of it. 3-2 for the last maybe 20 minutes. There was a bit of pressure on us, and we said just defend a wee bit deep. But you know, saying that, we had a couple of breakaway chances that we didn't take. But you know, the penalty kind of put them back into it. We're 3-1 up, but after 10 or 15 minutes of the second half, and you know, you think then we got it kicked on. But finished the UCL, they came back at us, and they were a wee bit more direct, and they came at us, and they got their penalty. So, you know, I'm delighted for the boys. They stood up, and the bits were very big and strong, and they defended as well as they could. So delighted to get over the line at the end of it, you know.
Yeah, 5 goals in it, plenty of action, plenty of entertainment too, and it was a dogged affair, really. They got off to the good start with that early goal, Brian, and in fairness, you responded well with 2 goals before half time of your own.
Yeah, to be fair, like the goal, as I said, they managed their own there. Just, you know, the goal shocked us. You know, a couple of minutes into the game, you know, the boys were harping on it was under his hand, like, but as I said in the half time, you know, the referee has given the set piece. We have to defend it. We didn't defend it rightly, and rightly so. We conceded. But, you know, they came back into it. Kyle won a ball out low out here. They put it in, and by the grace of God, we got a flick on it and went into the net. And then the second one, Kyle scored again, you know. And going to 2-1, we were hoping that we could kick on. And to be fair, we got the third goal. And I was hoping maybe we could put it to bed then. We didn't. But, you know, a good result for us and for the players. They put a big effort into the end. They've got a reward.
Yeah, and you weren't exactly hanging on at the end, but conceding the penalty allowed them back into it, Brian.
Yeah, put us under a bit of pressure, because I think it's just a fear factor within junior players and the junior leagues and even youth leagues, that once you go, you're 3-2 up, that you automatically just drop off and everybody drops off, and it means that you concede pressure from the ball being slumped in. I was trying to get the boys to get pushed out and trash. We made a couple of switches, maybe it would take the game to them, and, you know, we were under a bit of pressure. As I say, I was always really comfortable with the two Ryans, and then when Paul Sweeney went in, that they would win in the aerial battle in there, and they were physically strong. So, you know, I was happy enough. You know, we did well. So,
yeah, and some good performances there today. A strong side. You have a strong squad this year, Brian, but some good individual displays.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, bar maybe the goal that they conceded, I thought maybe Christopher, at times, you know, I thought he could have came out and claimed it was near the front post and your man headed it in, but I thought he did quite well. You know, our defence was fairly solid. You know, Chris Malseed in the middle of the park, was exceptional. Wurzel is what you get with him all the time. You know, and Owen and Delboy in the second half, they ran their socks off. We played a 4-1-3-2 formation, and so just to keep it narrow, so we would try to contract their wide midfielders in, which happened for us. I thought, you know, Malseed was exceptional today. I thought Kyle Black, I took him off with maybe 20 to go. I thought he was starting to tire, and him and Gary linked up very well, like, to be fair. And, you know, the whole lot as a group, as a panel of 20 players, and the boys along with the staff, they're fantastic. And, you know, they've worked hard to get this far, so they deserve everything they get now.
Yeah, and that's a home tie in the next stage?
Yeah, it's a home tie against the North Eastern County League in a few weeks' time. And, you know, that'll be a different step up again. Apparently they're very good, technically very good side as well, and like to play. Typical team from over that side of the country. And, you know, now we start to look for a wee information and have a number to get of a fella that played against them, so hopefully get a wee information on them, and we'll work towards that now in 2 or 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, and you can see among the players, like, there's a good bond there, Brian. There's a good spirit among the camp, and that can only be helped when you keep winning matches.
Yeah, as we all know, we've all played football. If you're winning, you're happy, you're confident in what you do. And to be fair to that today, that, you know, I'll be honest, you know, as I said, I've never questioned the player's ability. Yes, we've changed it around this year. We've taken in players with that experience that in Ulster Senior League enter pros, like Chris and them boys, Ryan Gilday, and, you know, players that got there. Dale boys played in Ulster Senior League as well. And, you know, we've players that played in the League of Ireland, played professionally. So that all helps with the younger kids, like young Connolly there and Kyle Black. They're only kids, you know, and that's only helps. As I say, it's not really about us. It's about lifting the morale, you know, because there's been a lot of doldrum and dull talk about the Donegal Junior team for many a year. And now it's about trying to change that around and try and copy and emulate the, like the Ulster Senior League did in the last couple of years, you know, and go on and try and go as far as you can, you know. Yeah, so. Okay.